down the freeway with a rag top down. I gotta shuffle on the radio with rat bass sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, on today's show, we got a bone to pick with the Jesus Geeks. Lots of calls from you guys. Something about Professor Gates.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
And I guess that's all.
Is that it?
I guess so, because he cut me off.
Oh, how rude. Well, you know, you've been watching the news that we're now handling diplomacy with beer.
Oh, the beer summit.
That's the new thing that we're doing now. So we're having luncheons in the White House garden.
Let's just invite the people over for a beer.
Yeah, we'll solve everything. I'm looking at them. Look. They're sitting around the table out at the White House talking. They're chatting.
You know, there's a part of me that actually likes that, though.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a little chat. Have a little chat there.
Can you imagine?
Have a nice cold beer with the president and the vice president.
Can you imagine being that police officer?
No.
This is just a normal, everyday police officer. Now, I'm not saying that they're like me, right?
I mean, right.
They're a little more important than me. They're a little more, you know, used to dealing with superiors and mayors and chief of police.
Right.
But here he is, just an ordinary police officer, and he gets called into a beer summit at the White House, right, with this Harvard professor.
Very famous Harvard professor. Yes. I mean, I'd heard of him before. I'd seen his documentaries.
Who's like probably a supreme intellect, has a supreme intellectual mind.
Yeah, here's some police officer.
And the superior political dude in the country, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Obama, Biden.
So he's the only one there without an agenda, except maybe to keep his job.
Right.
That's about his only agenda.
But he didn't do anything wrong.
No. And he's sticking to his guns, and I'm proud of him for that.
Who was it that I saw? There was a they were like getting people's takes on it on the news this morning. And, of course, it had a range of mostly black intellectuals or news people. And the vast majority of them said that I would tell Obama to take his beer and shove it if I were him. They said, this is...
And aren't you a little insulted if you're the police officer and you're asked to come to the White House for a beer summit?
Yeah.
Is that not like a little slap in the face to you?
You think? Shouldn't
the first beer summit be maybe, somebody important?
You'd think.
If you're going to start having beer summits.
Well, the thing is, Obama loves beer. I mean, he's not made that a...
That's fine, but don't have your first one with the common folk.
Should have not said anything about this whole ordeal in the first place, we wouldn't even be talking about this.
Well, let's not talk about it anymore.
Okay.
I have bones to pick with other people besides the president.
You do?
Oh, yes.
There's somebody else to bug other than the president?
Yes,
Chris. There's always something to bug with him.
I don't talk about him. I don't talk about him. I don't write about him. I don't post about him. I don't.
Oh, good. You don't have to.
I don't. I did all that with Clinton.
Oh, and you're done. You got it all out.
didn't do me any good.
No, it doesn't. It just makes you stressed out and tired. Crazy. So who do you have? You're picking a bone with?
Chris Martens. And Clifford.
I love to say that.
Chris Martens. It's Chris Martens.
And Clifford Claude. Is it Clifford Claude?
That's my grandfather.
That's what I'm called. I know. That's why I'm calling him that. Clifford Claude McFadden.
Okay. Is there not two opposite polar extremes?
Martens and Clifford Claude.
One of them weighs about at least from pictures, Chris Martens is about three times the size of, Chris Martens can eat Clifford for breakfast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but aren't they both like giants?
I think they're both tall, but in the pictures you just see this mountain of a man and then you see this little skinny young kid. You know? Like he's about 12. And then you have their names. Chris Martens.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it just
flows.
Yeah, it's like somebody that you'd want to go have a beer with.
Well, that's why I always say it. Chris Martens.
You know, or, you know, you're somewhere in some, you're in Portugal.
Yeah.
I was in Portugal.
He's a secret agent.
I met this guy named Chris Martens. And, it's like a character from a book.
Yeah.
And then Clifford Claude.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
Yeah, Clifford. It's Clifford's not, a big red dog.
It's not smooth. He likes that, actually.
He does.
He embraces the red dog.
He does. Yes. He does. Does he embrace that that was your grandfather, too?
I don't think his real name Clifford is Clifford Claude. Claude. I don't think he embraces my grandfather.
Well, that was his name.
It's true, but my grandfather's dead. So to embrace him, he would have to be a zombie, and then you wouldn't want to embrace
oh,
him.
Oh, no. That'd be gross.
But anyway, so now that we've made fun of their names
okay, yeah.
and their size, I want to get down to the meat of the matter.
Oh, okay.
And that is actually listen to their podcast.
Oh, you did?
I try to.
Yeah.
I try to keep up with it.
Yeah.
I can't say I listen to every one of them, but I listen to them on a regular basis. And between all my books and audio pods and all audio books and all that kind of stuff. And I have a short list of podcasts that I actually listen to. Very short list.
And there's so what'd they do?
It's not what they did. It's what they didn't do.
What didn't they do?
I found out. Okay. They are the ones who originally turned me on to Battlestar Galactica.
Right.
Okay. Both of me.
And right. Me. What didn't they do?
They didn't tell me about the plan.
That's a new movie. No, we have that's out on Netflix.
I found out about the plan from you.
How come they didn't know about it?
I don't know. It's not on Netflix. It's not going to be released till October.
Yeah, but it's on our wish list.
Oh, okay.
It's on our waiting list.
Yeah, it's on our wish list. But it won't be out till October.
Right. They didn't talk about it?
I didn't hear it on their show. And I have listened
Isn't
to all
of their
recent
shows. Isn't that what they do? Isn't that their thing?
I would think so.
Isn't that their shtick?
That's what I think.
Their genre? Their...
They also did not tell me about Leverage. I found Leverage.
Do they watch Leverage?
They should.
Why don't they?
Because they're supposed to be the ones...
Are they dropping the ball? Dropping the ball?
They are dropping the ball.
What are you doing?
They're talking about... You know what they're talking about? They're talking about ghosts over there. They were talking about ghosts, and then his screen started flickering, and he had... That was what their point was.
Goosebumps and the whole thing.
But there are demonic influences.
Well, yes, but not like we talk about Casper. Casper's not running around.
Casper's on my chest.
There are demonic... Forces, yes, this
yes.
is true.
Yes.
But there's that little white ghost.
You know what's interesting
and
is
eyes
there's this new theory. Okay, evolution has failed, right?
Uh-huh.
We can
apparently
all agree
they haven't admitted that yet. But
well,
yes.
By droves, they are starting to. It's.
Oh, I was going to tell you something about the God molecule. They're looking for. They're doing this study out in the middle of the desert somewhere, and they're trying to find the God molecule that started it all.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. So that's so they're
some are a little upset. They're calling it the God molecule.
Well, here's the thing: they are in crisis because of irreducible complexities of cells, and because of other situations, because of the lack of missing links, and all these.
The whole basis that they have no hope. Is it just wearing them down?
That's a separate
just
issue.
Just wearing them down.
No. What I'm saying is that science and logic have gone beyond evolution. And for evolution to be true, then you have to also have eternity.
So where are they going now?
You also have to have an eternity. You have to have an eternal universe.
So what are they turning to now?
Well, they
Chris
don't have
Chris Martens?
Any, they don't have anything. And
the God molecule.
Exactly. Well, they're reaching. But... Where a lot of them are reaching, and I don't mean these aren't the wackos. These are, well, they are wacko. But I mean, these are the respected people.
Scientists, yes.
Who are, some of them are reaching to God. Mm-hmm, some of them are growing agnostic on us. they're staying way clear of intelligent design because they can't get any funding if they mention that. And so one of the places they're going is outer space. Aliens.
Oh, Lord.
Now...
Isn't that the story that what's his name told on Expelled?
Yeah, and he's one of them. It's Dawkins.
Dawkins, yeah,
and he's one of them that has sort of. And none of them will say this. They've all sort of this might be. But one of the ways it's coming out is in research into ancient cultures and how ancient cultures developed. Were able to build a pyramid and developed high mathematics and understood the stars. I mean, you know, there's all these signals that in ancient cultures people understood the stars way better than they did in after that.
Yes,
after the fall.
Like something happened and then they went backwards. Huh.
Wonder what that was. Anyway, so
something to do with water.
Maybe. No, but
a big boat.
But here's the thing: if you it's interesting because I think that they're onto something, but as always, it's a perverted something.
Right,
I mean, it's
of
a
course.
It's a twisted of the truth. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't, I'm not, when I say this isn't, it's not in the Bible, okay? Unless you have a Catholic Bible, then it's in the Bible. But in the Apocrypha, there's a book mm-hmm. called the Book of Enoch.
Right.
Which explains. Mm-hmm.
Talks about the sons of God, yeah.
This phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not scripture, okay? I don't want to pretend that
right.
it is.
Right. No.
But it is an ancient book, mm-hmm. and it is quoted in the Bible. Mm-hmm. The Book of Enoch is actually quoted in the Bible.
But it was not included, so that says something.
It says something that it's not scripture. However, in the Book of Enoch, it explains how these ancient cultures were able to do these things and build big monuments, learn about the stars. It explains that the fallen angels were the ones mm-hmm. who came and taught them.
Right.
And
gave them knowledge.
And if you look at, so anyway, it's just interesting to watch these shows on the History Channel where these guys are developing these theories about mm-hmm. how these ancient cultures came up with this to buy help through extraterrestrials. These extraterrestrials were probably demonic forces,
uh-huh.
teaching them witchcraft and things that led them away from the Lord. Uh-huh. And that's where we come back to Chris Martins. Chris Martins made a good point.
He's evil?
No, Chris Martins is not evil.
Oh.
Well,
that's what you, I mean, you brought it right there.
He made a good point on his show.
Oh.
Of saying that you may have an experience with a ghost that was not demonic.
Right.
It was not evil.
Mm-hmm.
It's still, it's not of God.
Right.
And it's a demonic force. And a demonic force is not going to come on to you and say, I'm a demonic force. Right. Please follow me. They're going to come
on. They're tricky little devils.
They may appear as your grandfather, and they may know things that only your grandfather knew.
Right.
And they may say, give you some advice. Mm-hmm. Or
they might
just
be,
encourage
or
you.
Or they might be written out, like under Scorpio. Yeah. And they might have a little paragraph there next to Sagittarius.
Oh, be careful now. The astrology, as far as it predicts the future, is definitely demonic. But astrology itself starts in
There's nothing wrong with astrology. But you don't get horoscopes are not.
But the signs are of ancient Hebrew.
Right, but horoscopes are not. And the Lord said, do not try to predict.
No. Well, yeah. Witchcraft and sorcery.
And that's witchcraft right there. What horoscopes are.
But magic's not.
Magic?
Mm-mm, magic's not evil.
Can I pull a rabbit out of my hat?
Sure.
Helen tries. She does magic tricks. They're funny.
God did. God instructed magic.
Actually, they're
miracles.
Illusion. It's illusion.
Well, illusion may be, I don't know. That's thin line.
That's
there.
Just tricking. You're being tricky.
Yes.
Is that bad?
I don't know. Magic's,
she said today.
Magic is to me is based on a lie, which is a perversion and leads away from God. I just don't like it.
But if you know you're being tricked. I mean, when you go.
If you're being funny,
when
that's
you
one
go
thing.
To see David Copperfield, there's all these tricks, but you can't figure it out. How did he do that? I mean, I know. That's what's so cool about it.
Right.
I don't know.
I tend to stay away from it. But
Helen said, so. Like, are practical jokes, are they bad? I mean, it's not very nice to, like, call people and do those. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, but it's so funny.
Practical jokes on people are funny if it's for their pleasure and their
right.
entertainment.
Right. Freddy's good to get you.
If you're doing it for your pleasure or the pleasure of others, then it's bad.
Not so nice.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So I shouldn't have ever done any of those?
No, you shouldn't.
Is your refrigerator running? You better go catch it. My dad actually taught me that one. What a good example that is.
All right, let's get to our calls. We have lots of calls from lots of
people. I thought we only had one.
What?
You said we only had one.
No, I never said we only had one.
You said one call. I heard you say it.
No, I didn't.
You can't take it back.
Okay, we have like six calls.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Hi, this is Russ from the North Coast. That's Cleveland, Ohio.
Is that
hello,
North
Faith,
Coast?
And,
North Coast?
Yeah, North Coast. You know, on the border
nobody
of the lake.
Nobody calls living on Lake Superior the North Coast.
Russ does.
Okay.
It's weird. He calls in and he says hi to you. And
hi.
This is what you do.
I'm sorry.
He's never called before, and he'll probably never call again now.
I'm sorry.
Be nice to Russ.
Okay, I'm sorry, Russ. Hi. Thank you for calling.
You have role reversal. I'm supposed to make fun of the callers.
Oh.
You take up for
this. You don't like that. You can't handle it.
When you do it, no.
Greetings, Your Excellency. Sultan of Sulphur Springs there.
Oh, yes. The Sultan of Sulphur Springs.
You're Sultan?
Yeah.
You're a Sultan?
The Emperor of Kansas gave him that title, but he really has no authority to do so.
Oh.
He's the Emperor of Kansas, not Texas. So.
Oh, yeah. So he really can't.
He can't appoint
me. He doesn't have any say here.
He can't appoint me Sultan of Texas, but it's a nice nickname.
Huh.
Sultan of Sulphur Springs, I'm sorry.
It's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it makes me think of harems, which is sort of a fleshly thing to think about, and I shouldn't be thinking about that, so I don't think about
it. I'm your harem.
Ooh. Show's over.
Two quick things. First, if you guys are thinking of doing a tour next year, I'd love to throw the Cleveland area into the
I've never been to Cleveland.
We're booked up. We're not going to Cleveland.
I've never been to Cleveland.
Cleveland's not part of the United States.
I've never been there. Isn't Cleveland where they have the big arch thingy?
That's St. Louis.
Oh. That's St. Louis.
No, Cleveland's where they have the lady with the torch. That holds the torch up.
That's
there?
New York.
Oh.
Statue of Liberty.
Yeah. Oh, what about the faces in the rock?
No,
that's Cleveland,
no,
right?
South Dakota.
Yeah.
Been there.
What about the falls? The big falls that
Niagara,
come over?
New York.
Where are those? Oh. So there's nothing in Cleveland? Russ is in Cleveland.
There's something in Cleveland.
The Hall of Fame. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's in Cleveland?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, wait a minute. Think of Huey Lewis. New York, is it everything? Oh, there's something about Cleveland in there.
Just Cleveland. She just says the word Cleveland.
Is that all he says? Yeah. Oh, I thought for sure there'd be some tip.
No, it was on the...
There'd be a tip
there
in there.
Was Drew Carey show. The Drew Carey
that
show.
That was in Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland rocks. Cleveland.
That's right.
They never said what rocked about it.
There was nothing that rocked.
I don't know.
There, I swear there was like some kind of arch thing other than the one in St. Louis.
No.
They always showed a picture of some kind of
friendly
thing there.
What are you talking about? In Cleveland?
Yeah, they showed a picture of something. Russ, what do you have? What do you got?
Cleveland, Ohio has the Sports Hall of Fame, the NFL Hall of Fame, I think is what it is.
Well, maybe outside
of
those places they have some sculptures or something, because I've seen sculptures.
Okay, sculptures, they're there. Okay.
The mix, you can stop by and we could see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I just told you, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is there.
See, if we let people talk, we wouldn't have to have all these conversations.
And you could try pierogies. Look those up on the internet to see what those are.
Pierogies?
Yeah, we don't eat those. Those are disgusting. No, we don't eat anything
right now.
We don't eat anything with more than four legs. That's
how
a
do
rule.
You spell that? What's a pierogi? How do you spell that?
I don't know, but we don't eat anything with more than four legs. So
did you
those
mean pierogi? I spelled it wrong, apparently.
Four around here. And the other thing is, just wanted to ask Brad a question.
Sure.
I think on one of the shows you recently said you drive a Chrysler, and you were saying that you know you like American cars, but isn't that
Chrysler's owned by Fiat?
Really, an Italian car now? You know, I mean, it's a.
But mine was made when it was an American car. So it didn't change nationality simply because the company sold.
It's a Fiat. It's not really considered a real great Italian car like a Ferrari. But
hey, there's nothing wrong with a Fiat. Fiats make good cars.
They're giving you a hard time. Millie's, here you go. Millie's pierogi. All about Millie's pierogi. Oh, that's Massachusetts. Oh, that's Massachusetts. Hang on a minute.
Didn't we talk about this?
I'm finding out. He said, I got to know.
But you're not paying attention to this.
There's a pierogi fest in Indiana. I'm paying very close attention to it, but I want to know what a pierogi is. He brings it up. Oh, here. Here. You want the web definition of a pierogi?
No, not really.
For potato cheese pierogi containing egg, sour cream, milk, water, flour.
Doesn't really tell me what it is.
Don't touch my computer.
Okay. Then we want to just end the show now, and then we'll come
go
back.
Go ahead.
When you're
let
done.
Him go, and I'll keep looking. Go ahead. Go ahead, Russ.
But you're not listening to Russ.
I am listening to him. I am able.
Sort of Italian, huh? Just yanking your chain.
Thanks.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
There's no chain.
No, I'm done with the car talk, by the way.
Here you go. Pierogi from the Proto-Slavic. festivity. It's a Polish specialty consisting of half-moon-shaped noodle dumplings filled with a mixture often of pork, onions, cottage cheese, and seasonings. Oh, and then here, there's a square or crescent-shaped dumpling of unleavened dough.
Mm.
Stuffed with sauerkraut, cheese, mashed potatoes, cabbage, onion,
so
meat.
So fascinating.
That's disgusting. We're not eating that.
It's quality podcasting here.
Don't touch my computer.
You can't. That's not a good show. You need to.
Don't.
You're better when you're bored.
Touch
and banging
it.
On things.
Don't.
Because you're distracted. Not good.
Your grubby hands off my computer.
Okay, I'm done with car talk.
Okay, you don't want to talk about cars anymore?
No,
you brought it up, and men listen to the show, and so that's what you get.
That's fine.
Because men like to talk about cars.
If you want to call in and leave your opinions or ask questions, that's fine. But I'm done arguing about it. Because
who's arguing? Nobody's arguing.
Well,
they're just poking you, and you can't take it.
No, I can take it, but I've had many comments that have said enough with the car stuff.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, okay, I'll stop because they're just tired of me ranting about it. They're
oh, not, gotcha.
You understand?
Okay. Can we go on then?
Yes.
Next
sure.
call.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Brad, it's Dave. I listened to your description of leverage, and you had the crazy guy, you had the muscle, you had the con man, and then you had the leader. Now, forgive me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like you're describing the A-team.
Oh, brother, here we go again. That's what leverage is. Leverage is the new A-team.
It's the new A-team.
Work on that at your leisure. if Faith's around there.
Yes, she's right here. Right here.
I'm going to have a frito on me with some yogurt.
No.
Ew.
That's disgusting.
Are you trying to give me a stomach ache, Dave?
First of all, you don't need to be anywhere near my wife while she's eating Fritos. Much less eating Fritos off of you. Is that what he said?
He said, have a Frito on me.
With yogurt.
That's what he said with yogurt.
I don't think Jen was aware that he made that phone call.
I don't know. She wasn't yelling in the background. He was hiding.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to point out to everybody that keeps talking about the American-made car and this and that and everything else. You know, the cars are made in Mexico. The cars are made in Canada. Still North America. Still American cars.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh,
see? Yeah, still American made cars.
Leave it to Stavine.
That's
not Stavine.
I mean, I'm sorry.
It's Greg, isn't
it's
it?
Greg, yeah. It's Greg.
Hi, Faith.
Hi, Greg. Hi. Sorry.
Hi.
I lost my...
But you do need to tell us who you are, even
sorry,
if we
Greg.
Know you, because we can't keep everybody straight.
I did know that was
just
Greg,
just by voices.
Greg, I do know Greg from Tacoma, and I don't know why I said Stavine.
That's fine.
Because I know the difference between their voices.
Yeah.
I can tell.
But you can't... But
I'm getting pretty good.
But you can't depend on that on us. You need to tell
no,
us who
because,
you are.
No, because see, I'll call you Stavine.
Even if we know you.
Brad and Faith, your buddy Tim Sanders from sunny Southern California again. Hey, just one.
Hey,
you know what? He's kind of reminiscent of the early Wilkerson calls.
Early Wilkerson, yeah.
Early Wilkerson.
He's very early Wilkerson.
Very Mermont. Very Mermontish.
He's early Wilkerson-ish.
Yes. Did it? Yeah, I'm not the only one
no,
who
no,
noticed
no.
that.
I
listened and I thought about it. The other, I thought. That's very reminiscent of Wilkerson.
But Wilkerson's not from up there, so I don't know what that little accent is.
No, but I mean, even the way that he presents, mm-hmm. and he's just...
Maybe
it's
he's
like
John
he
Wilkerson's brother, and it's a conspiracy.
Was there another kind of Mermont?
I don't know.
I want to let you know, I really didn't mean to upset you the other day when I called in about the American cars.
You did, man!
He's very upset. You should have seen him. You should have seen him. It was terrible.
Really didn't mean to upset you. That was just all bonus points. So.
No, it was good. I actually liked
See,
your
he
call.
Said that the fact that you got upset was bonus.
Oh.
See, so that was good.
No, it was actually a good call.
It was just
it
icing.
All that stuff from Consumer
yeah,
Reports.
Yeah, it was good. See, that's because you don't like it when I read what a pierogi is, but you're good with him reading the Consumer Reports.
Because I can pause him and make fun of him.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I want to let you know. The bomb of my desert bomb group,
yes.
BOMB, stands
yes.
for Believers on Mountain Bikes.
I have a mountain bike.
I didn't read that. I didn't see that on the website.
Drop a bomb on me.
baby.
We're believers on mountain bikes.
Bombs.
We ride our bikes.
We are the bomb.
We are the bomb.
And
the bomb.
I enjoyed the story about your friend. Well, I didn't enjoy it, but I sympathized with the story about your friend that messed up her face riding. I have tons of scars from mountain biking. There's a bunch of mountain bike groups around. If you go to bombinternational.com, you'll see there's some groups all over. There used to be a real active group in Texas.
Yeah.
So just wanted to let you know
Fred
that.
Lewis?
And I'll talk to you later. You guys have a great day. God bless. Bye.
Bye. Yes, he rides a 10-speed, though.
Yeah, he's not a mountain bike.
Yeah.
Well, we have one of the premier mountain bike trails by Lake Grapevine. That me, it's like one of the, it's like you have black and, where are you going? She's running away. You have your different levels, I'm sure you know, Tim. But anyway, for everybody else, you have different levels of mountain bike, kind of like ski slopes. We have a blue course and a black, you know, black and whatever. Well, this was one of the hardest, on the hardest level, and it was a lot of fun. It was rated up there anyway. I don't know if it still is, but this was years ago, and probably about 8 years ago now. And me and my dad and my brother used to go riding on it, and it was so much fun. There was huge hills, and it kind of went right around this lake, and there were cliffs you had to ride down, and there were these hills that you would, it was like creek beds, you know, like, and you would go down them and come back up the other side and get air, and they were a lot of fun, and we got hurt a lot. My brother broke his collarbone. I landed on my head. my dad still got scars on his knees. It was I did that flip one time. That was fun.
Oh yeah, I landed, went downhill.
My brother still that talks about that. Yeah. Okay. And that was it from Tim. Thanks for calling in again.
Hey, this is Fred. You just thought I'd call into my favorite podcast show. Oh, wait. It's not Jen and Dave.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear it. I'm just going to go on like he never said that. Okay? Okay. All right.
Yeah. Faith and Brad, this is Fred.
Yes.
Just calling in, thought I'd weigh in on the domestic versus foreign car conversation that's been going on. I've owned several Ford pickup trucks, and that's what I use when I'm working.
Uh-huh.
And all of them have lasted me over 200,000 miles.
There
so
you go.
Thank
I'll
you.
Just stick with the Ford trucks.
There you go.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Did he say something?
Yeah, he said something.
I didn't hear anything after,
you know,
Dave.
People say that they want me to stop arguing about the cars, but everybody's calling in about it.
Yeah.
It's like the, you know, it's like the time thing. Everybody
what do you want us
the,
to do?
Everybody was sick of the time thing, but that's what everybody wanted to talk about.
What do you want to do?
Hey, Brad and Faith, Tim Sanders.
Hey.
DrBomb.com.
Didn't we already hear from you once?
We're hearing from him again.
And InspectorTim.com out in sunny Southern California. How are you guys doing out there? Listen, I was telling my wife that you guys...
It's actually rainy here.
It's not rainy, it's sunny.
It's rainy Texas here. It's been raining every day, which is weird for the end of July.
Very.
We're usually in drought season. Who is this calling?
I don't know, it's local, I'm not answering it.
58 Red.
I don't know what that is. I've seen it before, though.
8111.
Teach classes on Baby Wise and Toddler Wise. And she was so excited because we love
cool.
that program.
Good.
But she wants to know when you're going to come out with the book for the biggest pain that she has.
Yes.
She's waiting for the book called Hubby Wise.
Hubby Wise.
So when are you guys going to write that? That's what she really needs. Anyways, love you guys. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Hubby Wise.
I can tell you right now. The entire book has already been written. It's... in Ephesians, I believe, is the book she needs to read. And basically...
Or maybe he needs to read
submit.
It. Chapter 6.
I don't buy it. I don't like this. I don't tolerate this husband bashing or...
No husband bashing.
Or wife bashing.
You want to get him riled up? And I don't mean in a funny way.
I don't put up with it either way.
I mean,
I don't put up with
mad.
Husbands talking about their wives, and I don't like...
He gets mad.
Wives talking about their husbands, and I don't like husbands who accept it and talk bad about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm the doofus of the family. I just leave my underwear on the floor. She puts up with a lot. Well, shut up and get your underwear off the floor. This is your relationship with your wife is meant to bring glory to God. So take it seriously.
Okay.
Oh, am I getting a little...
See, he gets very riled up.
Wow. Okay, I'm sorry.
Can we keep taking calls?
Oh, no, that's it. That's all the calls.
Oh, okay. That's good. So apparently...
The show's over. That's good.
That's it? We're good?
Apparently.
So apparently Michael Jackson was addicted to some kind of anesthesia.
Show's over. Anesthesia. Yes, and this doctor's in trouble. And he put a drip in him at night.
And he would sit there and watch him all night.
It's all rumor.
But listen, he had it in his system. Yeah. But I mean, they said...
They put an IV in him at night and they would knock him out like you're going into surgery.
But
basically, it's
not sleep. Because you're not releasing hormones and you're not actually getting rest.
Right. So you're crazy. No wonder he's crazy.
No wonder he was loopy. How could that doctor even do that and think he was helping him?
I don't know.
That's nutty. Yeah. Helen goes, is that a boy or a girl?
Luckily, Helen missed Michael Jackson.
Yeah, so that was way before her.
Now there's this other coming out where Jackson's got another son that's coming out of the woodworks. And,
oh, brother.
Yeah, he's like 20 years old. He's a rapper from Switzerland or something. Okay.
Alrighty then.
So that's all interesting.
Yes. All right.
But this is actually supposedly his biological son, which would be the only one of the three.
Yeah. Well, there were two were what's-her-names, mm-hmm. and then the other one was a surrogate deal.
Mm-hmm. Something weird.
Huh.
So, there you go.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy. Well, happy Friday, y'all.
Hey, is it Friday already? Did we make it?
It is. We missed yesterday because I was shopping. Sorry.
Thanks for all the calls, guys. I really appreciate you guys calling in.
It's been fun.
Really fun doing this. We're going to try something new.
Another new thing?
Yeah, next week.
Can we not get this down first?
We've got this down. We've been doing this for 2 weeks now.
We
missed one day in 2 weeks.
Well, that's because I went shopping.
You went shopping. And me and Skeeter could have done a show, but we had more important things to do.
Oh.
Madagascar 2, actually. We're going to try...
We're going to do something else. What are we doing?
We're going to try to do maybe a live video feed with our show.
Why?
Because people can interact with it and people can look forward to it and we're here anyway, so what difference does it make?
I don't know.
We'll see if it's a lot of trouble or if we don't like it or if it distracts us.
Yeah.
We'll see. I just play with it. It's the newest thing. People like that. People like new things. So I've heard.
We don't.
No, not so much us.
So why are we trying new things?
We like new people.
That's true. I do like new people.
Huh. Old people.
You know,
stink.
How come like Larry hasn't called in? Does Larry not listen anymore?
Mm-mm.
Where's Larry?
Wait, people, you have to understand, we have a window of tolerance.
People can only handle us.
They get sick of us after a few months. So we have to continually get new listeners so that as our old listeners stop listening, that we continue to get new listeners. But actually, my brother is listening, which makes me very nervous.
Why?
I try not to think about that. Why is he listening? I don't know. I think he's looking for ammunition against me. He's trying to get me out of the will.
I think that's already been done.
Oh, well, there you go.
Your mom has specifically said.
She said, do not count on any money.
I'm spending it all.
So
you don't get any.
Don't get any.
So,
what else?
So it scares you that your brother
and
listens?
Gracie's listening again.
Oh, Gracie's listening again? Once, long enough to know that she wasn't on the end. So is she actually listening consistently now?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if she hears this, then we know that she is.
Okay.
Okay. And there's like two people from Silver Springs listening.
You can...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I know.
Don't let people we know call. No, there's a rule.
But there's nobody we know. It's like these people I don't even know.
Okay. If I don't know them, then that's all right.
Well, that's even weirder. There's people in this town I haven't met that are listening to the show. Yeah, Creekster and then the Lighthouse lady. So if y'all could stop listening, that would be good.
That's not the wrong direction.
Oh, sorry. Tell your friends not to listen either.
Yeah, if they live in Sulphur Springs. No,
that's a good advertisement. We should just say, everybody stop listening and tell your friends not to listen either. People always do the opposite of what you tell them.
That's true. That's true.
It's reverse psychology.
Can we go now?
Yes. Go now. Miles Condios, everybody.
Miles Condios.
It's the weekend. I'm gonna take my wife
on a date. Two blind squares are gooder than pie. Accept him whose faith is weak, without passing judgment on disputable matters. One man's faith allows him to eat everything, but another man, whose faith is weak, eats only vegetables. The man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not. And the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does, for God has accepted him. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. Romans 14.